The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will also know my Father. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. But Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. And Jesus said to him, Have I been with you all this time, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words I speak to you, I do not speak on my own. The Father who dwells in me is doing his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, or else believe because of the works themselves. Amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do, and far greater than these, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, I will do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. The Gospel of the Lord. As I mentioned before, we are anchored into this section of John's Gospel called the Last Discourse. You'll find it. John has organized this. This is the long last discourse of Jesus spoken at the Last Supper in the structure of John's Gospel. It's mystical. It's meant to reveal some extraordinary depth about understanding who God is and who Jesus Christ is. And we're going to be in this. It takes up four chapters, 14, 15, 16, and 17. So we're going to be talking about this section of John's Gospel next week, all next week, and into the following week. So we've got to catch the depth of Johannine theology here about who God is. And it's somewhat complex. In this little section we have today, Jesus said, If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. A statement that once you have encountered Jesus Christ, you have encountered the fullness of God. It isn't like some of God appears in Jesus Christ and some of God appears in God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Once you have experienced Jesus Christ, that's the fullness of God. If you know me, you know the Father. We are one. There's a oneness. There's a unity, the perfect love, the bond of the Holy Spirit creates the total unity of three persons in one. It's a mystical concept. It's a miraculous concept. But it teaches us that when you encounter Jesus Christ, that's the fullness of God. And it's the healing Jesus Christ. It's the forgiving Jesus Christ. It's the one who suffers for us. And it will come up on Sunday, on Sunday's Gospel for this coming Sunday, where Jesus says, I no longer call you servants. I call you friends. That's the fullness of God speaking to us now. Never doubt that once you have touched the fringes of the person of Jesus Christ, that's the fullness of God. Once you have been convinced of the unqualified, complete, absolute, unconditional love of God in Jesus Christ, that's the fullness of God. There's nothing beyond that. And this is what appears in today's Gospel. Philip, once you have seen me, you have seen the Father. We're one. We're not three different gods. We're one God. I'll speak about that on Sunday, in Sunday's reading coming up, where it continues this theme of the oneness of God revealed in Jesus Christ. Amen. We pause.